Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How many total?
I have no idea. It's changing constantly.
Oh, do they reproduce?
They're mating.
Cockroaches are born, cockroaches die. It's hard to keep track of how many there are at any one time.
I want to hit one of either the Maryland House or the Chesapeake House.
Oh, God. Okay. Maryland House and Chesapeake House, welcome to the COVID house. I'm sorry.
You know,
I've made
shocked.
This journey. I know. Yeah. You're stopping the Maryland House. What, you're stopping half an hour after you get on the road, for
I
Christ's
don't want to fill up in New Jersey. It's the worst place to fill up.
If you stop at Maryland House, why are you even going to Cape Cod? You've already hit a vacation destination. Just spend a week at Maryland House. All the great soda you want.
Have you heard the new radio commercial?
No.
It's not Duke Walker, but it's a big Billy Big Voice where it's like, welcome to the Maryland House.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We've got an excited little boy in our midst. We've got an excited little boy.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Who's going on his summer vacation.
Who? Me? Yay!
He's just like all the other idiots that are traveling during this COVID time.
He's a traveling man.
Got a lot of off here in Maine right now.
I'm driving.
That's good.
See?
That is. If you were coming up to see me and you did what you did.
Yeah.
I'm waiting at the end of my driveway with my arms outstretched.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you're going to take a plane and you're not going to get tested within 72 hours like you're doing all the things right. And listen, I know you're saying you're doing it because your brother and your sister-in-law are in the medical field and they are extra cautious. No, you're doing, I think, what everybody should do. And I have an amazing sense, especially in the month of August, up here, which is month numero uno for tourist season, that people don't give a rat's butt about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Most people do. A few people don't. And that's what freaks me out. Had a little explosion over in Bahaba, where the tu familia, my family, not venturing over there for quite some time now because of that. But you are doing what you did. But, and with that said, I hope you're successful with that because we've been waiting for... the results ourselves with Oscar, who first of all I want to find out the results and then we can talk about the process that you went through. So
no problem.
Oh, let me make sure this is
you
on.
Got timpani.
Let me turn that up. There's my timp.
Woo!
Well, first of all, when did you get your results?
Big money.
How did they deliver them?
No Emmys. I called. No Emmys. I am negative.
Yay!
We all knew that was it. You had a scare. This is your second test?
Yeah, it's like old hat second now, Mike. You know, I'm just going back every week just to make sure everything's A-OK.
Well, you know, build a relationship with the people with the Q-tips. Why not?
You know, Oscar, we joke about that, but boy, oh boy, wouldn't
it
be great?
Such a hassle.
All right, so you got the kind where you went to a private doctor and you had to travel a little bit to go get this test to get that. With how quick was the turnaround, 24 hours?
A little over 2 days, so I would say 48 hours.
Roughly 48 hours.
Yeah.
Now, how's the security of these tests? Do they actually watch you pee into the jar?
No, it was actually strange because he's like, the gentleman walks out. So we reserved him ahead of time, so he had two already put aside for Shannon
Here's
and I.
Your stainless steel cup, Mr.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Now, put this in the holes in your face, not the holes in your butt. So,
all right, so that's it. So you got it, and now you're going to be... When do you hit the car? When are you going to be... when is it wheels up?
Or so wheels up tomorrow morning at 4:30 a.m.
Good time to travel.
We hit the road. I've got...
you should beat the traffic during the pandemic at Saturday at 4:30 in the morning.
You know what? When we made our pilgrimage... north, not for a vacation, but to move. So my sister says to me the other day, so your son was over this morning playing with Amelia, that's my niece's daughter, and my nephew's kids are up here too. My nephew who's working on really breeding his own private army.
Yes.
With a lot of kids, with Eleanor, my dear, sweet. Oh, I could eat her up with a spoon, Eleanor, little Eleanor, yeah. Who sees me. I'm like, did you miss me? And she kind of, you know, it's a long enough period of time that she doesn't see me. Yeah. Where she goes like, And it's just
that's the same way it happens when you come on Zoom in the morning for me.
And baby Charlotte was taking a nap, so I didn't get a chance to see her. And then Kathy, my sister, says to me, because that's all we're doing. We're family. Yeah. That's that. That's who we're interacting with. My sister said, so do you want to hear what your son said? I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
I always love this.
No.
Your son said you're going to be going back to Florida when there's snow on the ground.
Wow. Hey, but you know what? He's right. You'll go back to Florida when there's snow on the ground in Florida. That's about the
nuclear winter. When we have nuclear winter.
Oscar, I've got a question for you. I actually read an op-ed piece in the Post, and this is the first paragraph, because you got that speed test, the one with the
speed.
the fast results. And it says, a friend of mine went to get tested for COVID-19 recently and was asked, do you want the faster one or the more accurate one?
Oh, that's
the faster test gives you a result within 24 hours. It has a very low false positive rate, but a 20% false negative rate, meaning if the result was positive, it's certain you have COVID-19 pretty much. But if it comes back negative, you still have a 20% chance of having the disease.
Ooh,
so really what happens is you got a C+.
Well, I got a negative this past Wednesday, right? So that's negative.
Yeah, and I think you combine it with the way
a
you feel.
A negative does make a positive, though.
I mean, if you feel bad, that's remember those old days? Do you remember when you would feel bad and you go get a test for things?
Yeah.
Now we've all gotten tests. Well, Oscar's gotten a couple of them. I've gotten one where I felt good.
And I jammed that thing right up my nose more like just for good measure. I was like, now, but
a professional did not swab your nose?
No.
Walk us through the procedure.
So you walk into the doctor's office. He's got the little pouch with two tests, one for Shannon, one for me. We drove separately because we just had other commitments like life and work.
Well, welcome to my office. I'll be with you just a second. Let me get these gloves on.
Crude interruption.
And he said,
what is this crude interruption?
I think it was more of making sure that the waiting room was completely clear of people. He's like, we ask our patients to go do this in the privacy of their car. And this is what you do. I said, I've gotten this done before. He goes, okay, then no problem. So I go jump in the Volvo and then bop, took care of it.
So you were not
swab both nostrils all the way up there, feel my brains, and then throw it right into the vessel.
So you could cheat.
I could, but why would you? This is what I don't understand when you said that yesterday.
Why would you cheat?
You understand the way that's the way his mind works.
If you had the COVID and you needed to get a lifelong
labor-saving cart user,
but if you wanted
you can cheat.
If you wanted to go to the Cape and you had a little fever, like 99.5.
The adult in me would have stayed.
Okay. All right.
I'll say this. I'm not desperate to go to the Cape. I would like to see my brother. I would like to see
a homeless person in your car and say, hey, let me swab you. And then, you're all good to go.
You know what the Cape's going to be? Some more square footage and my family in one house, not going anywhere, getting a lot of
takeout. But that is a vacation.
Yes, it is. I'll take it.
Having more square footage, getting up in the morning and walking out onto a porch and just breathing the air. That's good enough for me.
Taking my nephew for long walks with my brother. And having them ask all the questions about clouds. What does that look like? I want to do that. I want to see that.
Oscar would settle for just four different walls. It doesn't have to be Cape Cod. I think he just needs to be in another room.
I will tell you that I don't like to do this when it comes to my wifey, but I give her a hard time, and she certainly gives me a hard time. I have to tell you, I looked at her last night. We had a babysitter, and we went out to dinner outside, sitting on a street was converted. I'm all for these restaurateurs
that
convert their outside, take the sidewalk where they're allowed to. God love them. Mm. Go support them. I think that if they work hard to put that area out there, and they had everybody, we were well over 6 feet apart from the next table to us. And
believe it.
Maybe three other couples out there. That's it. And it was just so, for us, it had been so long to just sit down without the little man and to get a babysitter. And I just looked at her and I said, I don't know if I'm abnormal, but I am during these COVID times.
Right.
I was reflecting on just the three of us. And I was cool with that. This is to take nothing away from everybody that that I interact with normally, but I'm okay with it. I've been very,
are you
very
talking,
okay
when you say
with
three of us. You mean you and Carla and Michael, or you and me and Oscar?
Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm good. That's another thing,
here.
Though. That would be different if I didn't. You know what? I think I have to include you guys in this as well.
Okay,
I truly am. Look, we have struggled. We've been obviously open with it, with the business side of things, but we're doing our level best to keep on keeping on with this show. But the idea of what I do coming in and talking to you guys, and then I said, I'm okay with the world getting a little smaller. I'll really look forward to it when we're able to come out of our hibernation and do this. And I really, really want people to take it seriously.
But there are people listening right now. And then I want to address the leaving at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
There are people listening right now that hate the people they live with, like hate their families.
You're true. Probably right. And maybe in some cases the first time they've really gotten to know them.
And for you, that for those of you that do, like I would say that the best way to do it is fake it until you get to the other side. Fake it. Because going through a divorce or moving out right now is not the prudent thing to do.
Look, I've been in relationships. Where things were bad.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about. I guess you're absolutely right. It would be hell. And I guess in that case, I was talking to our server last night, and we had a really long chat because, you know, they're less travel and they can talk with you.
Yeah.
She had a cool, clear, it wasn't the over the forehead clear face protector. It was this thing where it was like a mask, but it was a mask that was clear. It was very neat. It was very neat that we were talking about it.
That's neat.
We were talking about the one thing. There's one place that I think about more than any other during this pandemic, and I think
Bruce
about
and Wimpy's?
No, Disney World.
Oh, Disney World, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you intellectualize your there have been a lot of things written about the selfishness of Americans during the pandemic, and I think everybody is selfish to a degree, but to me, going to a place where, and I'm not talking about like worried about others, I'm talking about worried about your own ass and getting this
pandemic.
I think
you go if you're younger and you think you're bulletproof.
But it's a family place, so they're older parents with kids.
I'm a theme park guy. This has been well established for many
years. Oh, sorry about
Kings
Dominion, by the way.
Yeah, Kings Dominion press release this week, and God knows I got 80,000 personal messages.
Yeah, I saw everybody reaching out to you because you're the spokesperson.
That they're not going to open this year, which is wise. I mean, of course they're not going to open.
It's wise. It's prudent.
And I said, and my reaction was this: it saddens me that I don't get to go. I wouldn't go if they had opened. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
It's a stupid thing to do. I miss doing it. Everyone has things that they're missing out on because of the pandemic, but that's a fun place for me, and I won't be able to go. But then I think Disney is still open. Hershey Park is still open. Mm. Six Flags is still open. And they're saying, well, we're taking reservations and there's limited space available. But
Still riding rides that were just ridden by. They're not sanitizing a ride every time, are they?
Well, they want to give that impression, but you can't. It's impossible to think that they did. I saw a Six Flags commercial where a young lady did have a spritz bottle on a roller coaster. So they're giving the implication that they're sanitizing between rides.
Well,
and there's some of them, they're actually marketing saying, we're only letting 1,000 people in a day. And then there's the people saying, can you imagine how short the lines are going to be? And the mechanics mean short lines, but
well, pictures
you're
I
still,
saw way back when they opened.
Yeah.
When they opened, and I think they opened in June, right? I think that's when they opened up. It's just it's a weird world we're living in right now with that. And
priorities, Jack.
I just think it's so easy. And getting back to the testing.
Yes.
If you were able to get these quickie tests, life would be so much better,
but
we didn't prioritize
if they're
that,
available at CVS.
Yep.
So I just walk right across the street. I think that that most people, and really employers, so let's look at it from a business standpoint for a moment. Wouldn't we love, and I can't speak for Charlie, but here at Podcast Village, to offer our employees that want to come in a test a week? Like, we'd pay for that just to make sure everyone's safe, right?
I think that would be these tests are... Yeah. I'm terrified of the idea of going forward, even when we get a vaccine, I still think you're going to need to improve the testing that we have to make sure
I'm happy
people
that
do well.
What we do here is we have that scanner in the front that takes right, your yeah. temp, and everybody that comes through here, which is just minimal traffic because most of these productions are remote now,
right.
It's sanitized, but I can't account for everybody else in the building or where we go, right? So it's like you start yeah. thinking about all these processes. So to you, Mike, I wouldn't go to a theme park.
Right.
And I don't understand it either at times because you just wonder, like, you know, who's doing this. But the other side is that the leaving at 4:30 in the morning is I actually want to get there, Rob, on Saturday. And so does Shannon. Early, like we want. Some
I understand.
Of our day.
Yeah, you want the day. Yeah.
Yeah, we want some of our day. Like I don't want to get there and Sebastian's already passed out because he's been put to bed.
Sure, well, I understand.
The good thing is, and this not to besmirch an entire state, but a section of a state. The good news is, with you leaving from the great state of Virginia, D.C., you're not going to have to drive through South Carolina. And I wish that I had been more diligent about my recording of where I was and where it happened in what I refer to now as the COVID bathroom, where nature called and nature. In a best case world without a pandemic, I cannot stand a roadside I-95 bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the big ones. I remember on our road trip to Iowa, there was one particular, I think it might have been in Indiana, that was just pristine. It was spectacular. But the Carolinas, I am here to tell you,
yeah.
if you have to take a I would avoid the Carolinas in total if you're coming up on I-95. Just hold it. Hold it till you get to maybe, but even Virginia, down in the southern part of Virginia yeah. has it.
Oh, sure.
There seems to be a rule that we're going to get all the snacks that you need. We're going to get you all the NASCAR hats that are on the little spinner, but we're
rack,
not
yeah.
going to clean our facilities.
Well,
it was horrible.
I think a legendary bathroom that many people have shared based on its proximity and size
south
of the border bathroom,
yeah. right.
which really looks like Steve McQueen's place in The Great Escape.
Or Papillon.
Exactly. Yeah, it's yeah. really, I mean, it's, and for a place that it spends so much on signage,
let me explain how filthy the one I went to
right.
in, might have been Florence, South Carolina. Let me explain. This
Gorgeous.
Was so dirty and I had to go so bad. The toilet itself seemed to be okay.
Mm.
And I had, this is the truth. I had to focus on a section of door because I could not look at the entire door if I looked at the walls, I would not have been able to do my best. I got out of there and I said, if the COVID, I had my, you know, because the mask is on even.
Right, sure.
While I'm doing my business, that's how bad. My mask was still on. I would normally, when I was in the privacy of a stall, pull the mask down. That's how bad it was. And if I looked at the walls, I would be a little freaked out. And I'm talking about, listen, I have said to Carla my whole life, I am sloppy, but I am not dirty. For example, I will take a shirt off late at night and it will land on yeah. the floor.
Of course,
and
everyone does.
I will wait till the morning and pick it up. No, I think there are people that would hang up. There are people that are not sloppy. There are people that are that organized. What I am not is dirty. I cannot stand dirt of any kind. So that's what
Mike, you have been described by others and by yourself as fastidious.
Well, when it comes to like dirt and stuff, like for example, hygiene is job one. So,
precautions we're taking are we're stacking up. I guess we're stocking up on snacks in the car, so
right,
we don't,
so you don't
stop.
Have to stop.
We just go.
Gas.
I want to hit one of either the Maryland House or the Chesapeake House.
Oh, God. Cause Maryland House and Chesapeake House. Welcome to the COVID house. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm
made
shocked.
This journey. I know. Yeah, yeah.
I'm First shocked of all, if the you're Maryland stopping. House, if the you're Maryland stopping. House, what?
You're stopping the Maryland House? What, you're stopping half an hour after you get on the road, for Christ's sake?
I don't want to fill up in New Jersey. It's
if
the worst place to fill up.
If you stop at Maryland House, why are you even going to Cape Cod? You've already hit a vacation destination. Just spend a week at Maryland House. All the great soda you want.
Have you heard the new radio commercial?
No.
It's not Duke Walker, but it's a big Billy Big Voice where it's like, welcome to the Maryland House. It's there. You are just a rube. You just rubed yourself, in my opinion.
I'm not a rube. I love
stop.
The Maryland what
are you,
House.
Where are you going to stop on the highway? Well, because these towns don't have any gas stations,
they have.
We're going to stop at either The Maryland House, right off the highway.
They have Roy Rogers.
Why do you press on?
You are such a room. You're stopping at the Maryland House.
Get the COVID burger.
You might as well. Why don't you go lick some doorknobs when you're on your way up to Cape Cod, for God's sake?
Treat yourself, Oscar.
That's the Quaggas. Everybody from Georgia, Alabama, Florida knows the Maryland House and the Chesapeake House. Two. That's if you're choosing to stop. Stop at an exit.
Yeah, and then go to an unmarked gas station.
Stop.
Go to a place that has a good reputation, like the Walt Whitman Rest Area of New Jersey.
No.
I don't think he has to do either. Now, Jersey Turnpike, harder.
No.
Because
They do.
They do. That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good
Maryland. Hey, you need some gas.
The Maryland House. I wouldn't go to the Maryland or Chesapeake House.
It's off the docket.
If you had a rifle at my temple.
We're rubes. I just really wanted to hit Roy Rogers.
You want Roy Rogers? Roy Rogers, yeah.
Go to Manassas.
It's so special.
They have one in Manassas. We have two in Leesburg. This is a time machine town.
Roy Rogers, as timely today as he was before, in the year he died 40 years ago.
Exactly.
When did Roy die? More importantly, when did Trigger die?
Well, Trigger is still stuffed, you know. He's at the Roy Rogers Museum. Roy Rogers, it's amazing. They used to be everywhere. I think they were eventually bought by Marriott. But for some reason, we have two in Leesburg, less than 2 miles apart.
It's great burger.
It's a great chicken and a roast beef sandwich.
I heard they closed the Fixin's Bar, though. You know, not very sanitary.
Yeah, the Fixin's Bar is pretty disgusting.
Jesus, he died in 1998 at the age of 87.
Okay, he died a while ago.
Yeah.
You know when you're old? When I hear 1998, I go, oh, not that long ago.
That's only 22 years ago.
That's when you're starting.
Look at that man.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of people like that at the Maryland House.
It's back in the day where if you were a national celebrity and you managed like your investments, you could get super, super rich.
Yeah.
Why he had a food chain. That's the way. Roy Rogers.
Who was Bob's big boy? Was he just a cartoon or
that's
a person?
Me.
Just
Bob's big boy.
Could you next Halloween please dress up as Bob's big boy?
You know, we had an intern.
Oscar looked just like the big boy.
The Hobbit. That's him.
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
We called the intern the Hobbit. His hair
went up like this. He had a little flip on his hair.
And we had him at a costume party dress up as Bob's big boy, one of the greatest costumes ever. And I don't know what his real name was because I called him the day one. I said, you look like the Hobbit.
Yeah,
and he was the Hobbit after
and that's
that.
That's the name he existed under. And we did. We got him the red and white checked overalls and big white gloves, and we made him do this. The wave.
If you leave at 4:30 on Saturday morning, what will be your ETA to
the Cape of Cod? I think one or 2 o'clock, depending on how fast we drive.
Yeah. And then it's then it's fun time. That's it. What are you looking forward to the most?
This is going to sound
Roy
so
Rogers.
Cheesy.
So I don't care. Cheesy is fine during a pandemic.
I want to hang and see my nephew that I've been just hanging out with on FaceTime in the evenings because I think my brother's just, it's hard being a dad, you know, these days.
Yeah.
So he's like, let's call it to Oscar. And then he will get on the camera and now he communicates. He's like, what'd you do today? This is what I did. And like for 30 minutes in the evenings before he takes, you know, my brother takes him to take a bath and they put him down, he talks to me. So, like, I have a little buddy up
there.
And
it's your little compartmentalized love of children that you love. You did this with your other little nephew.
Yeah, Luca.
You just don't choose to do it in your own personal life and, you know, and bring children into your own life.
You know, I feel like right now we still got some time.
You do. Yeah. I'm living proof that you have time.
I said, look at Mike.
I'm living proof.
Let's freeze those eggs.
By the way, having...
Freeze those eggs.
Having a kid late in life is one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life. I didn't know that when I did it. Carla was, you know, being a normal 30-something, you know, and saying, I want to have children.
Have a baby?
I'm like, I remember the first time it was ever brought up. I'm like, right. I'll be doing that.
She's chiseled away at you. Multiple things you said no to. You said you never get married again.
Yep.
That happened. Baby. Yeah. Maine.
And last night when the little man was in the bed, when we went into the marital bed, it was the baby had been put down. I call him a baby sometimes. Michael, my 7-year-old, was in the marital bed and he woke up and I said, now, listen, I know mommy said because we were going out and you had a babysitter, you could sleep in our bed. But look, I don't want another episode of, and then I said the name, and he started showing his teeth. I said, I don't want another episode of Ball Crusher McGee. And he showed his teeth. He showed his teeth, and he started. And so there we are, like at 10 o'clock at night, and then I start doing poems, you know? Yeah. He's a dangerous boy. He's filled with glee. No one can stop Ball Crusher McGee. And he goes,
perfect age to introduce testicular McGee. Humor. Yeah. Seven.
Hey, just like fart jokes. It works, you know?
Oh, no, those come earlier, I think.
Daddy will squeal with pain, don't you see, when he is the victim of Ball Crusher McGee. And it's like, Ball Crusher McGee.
Point of order, is it M-C-G-E or M-A-G-E-E?
It's M-C, capital G-E-E.
That's what I thought. I want to make that. Get that
Can then, someone believe please it or not, make a shirt that says Ball Crusher McGee, but it's like a superhero?
Then, yeah. And then I thought of Weird Al Yankovic, who wrote really one of my favorite kids' books.
Great author, yeah.
The Farkle McBride, and I think that's Weird. Weird Al. I think
yeah,
it
I know,
might be, but
I know
I could
you
be
got
wrong.
One of his books.
But
yeah.
There's one that I love rhyming books. That's great. And Michael said, you could do a book, like a kid's book.
Mm. And Michael said that.
And then right before bed, because I was exhausted, this is not being a good parent.
Okay.
Not setting a good, but I used a word because I got that toothy laugh. I knew there's only one. They're guaranteed laughs for a kid that's 7 years old.
Of course.
And it usually involves bodily functions.
Sure.
And so he said to me right before we went to bed, and I wanted to get another laugh, he said, Dad, what would you have named me if I was a girl? And I looked at him and I said, seriously? And he said, yeah, seriously. I said, diarrhea. And he went,
that's a show, Rob.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show.
Diarrhea O'Mara.
How do you spell that again?
Standing entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Explain to your mom over the phone how to fix a computer problem when you can't see her screen. It's quite possibly the most excruciating form of torture even possible. If I was an intelligence officer and you captured me and you wanted to extract information from me, you don't need Jack Bauer, okay? You don't need Guantanamo Bay. You need to fuck some shit up on my mom's computer. You guys to call me on the phone. Ronnie, how do you think I will break like a twig? I will tell you everything you need to know. For the love of God, fix a computer. Fix it right now. But because she's 5,000 miles away, you have to explain every excruciating step to her like you're defusing a bomb, right? Okay, Mom, okay, look, Mom, you want to delete a comment off YouTube? Okay, it's easy, okay? Just relax, just calm down, just listen to what I'm saying. Click the red X next to your comment, okay? Do you see a comment? Yeah, just click the red X. No, click it. No, click. No, click is left button. Click means left button. No, the mouse, the thing, the wire in front of you, the mouse. Yep. It's got two buttons, press the left button. Yep, just press the left button. No, you have to move your pointer to the red X first. No, the pointer. The white arrow, move the white arrow. Move the white. Oh, no, you're right, Mom. Whoever designed this system is stupid. You're right. Oh, the system is stupid. Computers are stupid. YouTube is stupid. Everything's stupid, Mom. Everything in the universe is stupid, except for you. Okay? Let's just get through this. Just move the white arrow to the red X and press the left button. Do you see the white? You don't see the white arrow. Okay, move the mouse. No, you move the mouse so you can locate the white arrow moving as you move the mouse. I promise the white arrow's there, Mom. Just move the mouse. It might be off screen for a second. Just shake the mouse. No, shake the mouse so you can make the white arrow move as you move the mouse. Because moms are like T-Rex. If it's not moving, they can't see it. Okay? Can't see it. Then move the mouse. You see the white arrow moving as you move the mouse. You don't see the white arrow moving. You don't see it moving. You see nothing moving. You see nothing. Now you see nothing. You see a blank screen. Okay, fuck it. I'm flying over right now. No, don't book my flight. I'll book it myself. You're messing up.
It's the Michael Mara Show. Michael Mara, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Who that? That's funny.
That's a comic named Ronnie Chang, and Oscar found that on YouTube and sent it to me last night, and I was 8 seconds in. I'm like, I'm all in. That is so true. We've all done it.
Fantastic. We are live for the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Heard everywhere. Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York. Swan Quarter, North Carolina. Myersville, Maryland, and Camden, Maine. Hello. Pack Rose in Portland, Oregon, too. They don't say it like that. It's Parkrose. Parkrose.
Parkrose.
Welcome to Parkrose. How are you? Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. Look, these Cornerstone commercials are turning into testimonials from our listeners. Rates are so good, people are taking advantage of Cornerstone. Jenny Crownover says, I've been working with Cornerstone today for a refi, and we are looking at, are you ready for this?
Let's
do it. 2.375% for a 15-year. She was at 4.5%. It only increases my payment $140 a month, and now my mortgage will be paid off 7 years early.
7 years.
Mm-mm-mm. Here's an update. After just 24 hours, approved and loan doc signed. So easy. And I'm so excited to save all the money. Thanks, TMOS and Cornerstone. We're talking about Cornerstone First Financial. The rates are so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rate service and programs are unparalleled at Cornerstone. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker. There must be steam coming out of that office down there. They're so busy.
They're busy,
right?
Moving. Busy
moving,
bees.
Moving, moving.
This allows them to have flexibility to approve loans that big banks can't. Interest rates on the 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos. You heard that. Low twos now, based on what she has. 202-625-1221. That's the number you need to call at Cornerstone First Financial. 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this. At this level, you'll likely never need to refi again. So do yourself a favor and call the loan professionals for the lowest rates. 202-625-1221 cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. Okay, it's Friday, which means it's time for our talking heads, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring in our talking head for this week. His name is Kobe Klein.
Yeah,
he is 39 years old, a 25 plus year listener, lives on Long Island. But discovered the Don and Mike show in Rochester. It's funny how he found the show. We have a story about that. I'll look forward to asking him. He's married to his wife, Nomi, for 11 years. They have three kids, Ileana, Ezra, and Eaton. Is it your idea, Kobe, to do the E names for all the kids? Is that because your name's Kobe? So I don't know.
Yeah, you're not the first one to ask that. No, it just worked out that way.
Well, that's wonderful. You have a cat, snakes, frogs.
Ooh.
And does it say you have as pets, you have pet cockroaches?
Yes, we do.
Okay. You answer that like, yeah, doesn't everybody?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody. I
assume everybody has cockroaches in their house. We're just smart enough to call them pets instead of invaders.
You're being clever.
Actually we really do keep cockroaches in a terrarium.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Where's my scary music? Mm. We have a scary listener on right now. This is.
Is there a reason why? I like the varieties of Spice of Life. And
There's a reason why. We got a nut on the line here.
Why cockroaches?
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, Oscar calls them La Cucaracha.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Oscar's part of the city. It's neighbor.
That's what he calls it. Yeah.
No, so they came with the marriage, didn't they?
My wife had them from before we were married. She just likes keeping weird pets. That's
cool. All right.
Kobe, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for wanting to come on. We love doing this segment with our listeners. It gives us a chance to really see the people that we broadcast to every single week. And I'd really love to move on, but unfortunately I have to stay on the cockroach story here.
Sure.
Because I can't. Your wife likes to keep cockroaches in a little terrarium. Now, when you have that, are the cockroaches the focal point of this, or are they included with other insects in like a big aquarium?
No, it's just the roaches by themselves in their little container.
Mm. Are they the city ones, or are they the hissing kind, or
somewhere in between? They're called cave cockroaches, so they're not quite as
now
big
we're talking.
As
see
the,
now I'm having
all
fun.
Right. Yeah. All right,
cave cockroaches. I picture
that's right. We're cave cockroaches. Time for a,
what do you feed your cave cockroaches? I hope it's gross.
Well, depends on your definition of gross, I suppose. We feed them food scraps, so like apple cores,
oh,
and
yeah,
discarded carrots and
so
you know, things like that.
I don't want to make the whole segment.
No, but this
your
is fascinating.
Cockroaches,
yeah,
but I have to ask this question. So when you put a discarded, is that a cave cockroach right there?
Yeah, wow. it looks like
a palmetto bug, Mike.
That is
a cockroach, I believe. That's a very polite Southern way of referring to the fact that you have roaches. My house is overrun with palmetto bugs.
Oh, that's what we refer to them in Florida. They are palmetto bugs. Would you excuse me, Montgomery, would you get us a mint julep, please, while we look at the palmetto bugs?
Would you go get me a glass terrarium so we can contain the glass of the palmetto bugs? I'm feeding them apple cores.
Well, I see that little Ezra is finishes apple. Ezra, go put that Ezra in the terrarium so you can enjoy it. You're not going to throw, young man, you are not going to throw that in the woods. You're going to put that in the terrarium for the roaches.
There are palmetto bugs starving in China. Put that apple core in the terrarium.
Were you going to throw that banana peel out the window when we are 5 minutes from home and you could put that banana peel in the terrarium and feed it to our cave cockroaches, Ezra?
I'm sorry. I just can't.
Do they have names or personalities?
Yeah, do you name them? There we go. Great question. Sorry.
They do not have names, but
how many total, Toby? How many total?
I have no idea. It's changing constantly.
Oh, do they reproduce?
They're mating.
Cockroaches are born. Cockroaches die. It's hard to keep track of how many there are at any one time.
Oh my gosh. One of the things we always check, and I'm sorry to do this, but we and if you're welcome to decline, because
sure.
I mean, sometimes if the room is not
too much going on,
do you have mobile access where we might be able to look at the terrarium? Is there any way we would be able to do that?
Well, if you'd like to hold on for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I got nothing but time.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Sure.
I would like to look. I'm sorry to that's all.
Mike, look,
I didn't think he would have brought his computer to the roaches, but instead he's bringing the roaches.
Kobe Klein, I didn't read this until the moment he came on. And then when I see pets, cats, snakes, frogs, cockroaches.
If I was one of the highlights of my Thursday is the pre-interview for the Talking Head, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they always send a nice letter, and I knew he had a couple things that would be worth discussing. But
hello.
There we go.
This is gold, Jerry.
It's a plastic terrarium. With
Let's
a big
not lie. It's
box.
Tupperware. He keeps his cockroaches in Tupperware.
No, it is
Tupperware.
A terrarium, and he's got a little fort in there for him. Look at that.
It's got air holes up top.
Wow!
Nice.
I'm looking. I'm looking around to see if I can find any.
Oh, they're all dead. They're all dead. No,
I see them. Squish up against the glass on the other side. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's a few.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. Oh, good.
Yeah, big win.
That's a 10 Oscar with the eye. Oscar with the eye. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, you rock. That's it.
That's
we're done
awesome.
With the cockroaches.
That is
that's
awesome.
Payoff.
Cockroaches.
Fantastic. Done. Make sure that's sealed, okay? Make sure that's super sealed.
They do get out occasionally, but
my God.
The little ones right. do.
Yeah.
But we should see how little hold on. Yeah, as I said, I read this as soon as he comes on. I don't read it before because that's fun for me. And I see you teach biology in Manhattan at Baruch College, but you've been teaching remotely since March. So you're a biology teacher. So having critters around is fine. That's normal for you, right?
I mean,
but remember, they came with the marriage. It's not like he sought them out.
Okay.
They came along.
Why do you think my wife and I got married in the first place?
No, they're in love.
There you go.
That's sweet.
That's wonderful.
Was she one of your students?
This was, I haven't been teaching that long.
Okay, just checking.
Well, we will not keep you long, but I did want to ask you about, first of all, it says here, we're your number one podcast. We thank you for that. That is absolutely, absolutely terrific. And obviously, if you've you discovered us a long time ago on the Don and Mike Show, so you've been listening for the whole run of the podcast then, right?
Minus 3 days. Yeah, I discovered the podcast. I think you started December 7th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
December 10th.
That's awesome. So,
yeah.
All right. Love so it says here you were a losing contestant on Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. We've got a club of Jeopardy contestants that now listen to this show. That's how was that experience?
It was the most fun I ever had, and as soon as it was over, I was depressed because I wasn't going to get to do it again.
Were you close?
Yeah. Did the buzzer get you, or the questions?
I was close up until the end. So I was actually leading most of the game.
Final Jeopardy burned you?
Final Jeopardy wasn't, that was the final nail in the coffin. But actually, towards the end of the Double Jeopardy round, the guy who ended up winning got this huge daily double, pulled ahead of me, and I couldn't catch up.
So it's burned into your memory. Did you get the Final Jeopardy question right?
I got it wrong.
It was
actually the only one question I got wrong the entire game.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What was the question?
The category, I think, was African capitals. And
Mozambique.
Yeah, it was oh. The clue was something like this capital on the Congo River is the only one in Africa named after a European explorer or something like that.
Mm.
So it turned out to be Brazzaville, Republic of Congo. And
no way,
who would know that?
A Jeopardy contestant,
the guy who won got it right.
That so.
The guy who won knew.
Now, I've heard about Jeopardy that they present Alex with like three different, pardon me, personal stories that they're going to ask you about when they come back from the first commercial break. It's when they make small talk with the contestants. Was one of your items
you have
about
the
Kobe cockroaches?
Or something? Do you have the Kobe?
Yeah, yeah.
My temperature's below 102, so I think I'm okay.
You sounded a little phlegmy earlier. I'm just curious. I mean,
I'm fine, and I take my temperature twice a day.
It's under 102?
I am. Actually,
is it like 100?
No, it was 97.1 this morning. As a matter of fact.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was one of your small talk questions about your cockroaches?
It was not about cockroaches.
Oh, okay. Darn it. Because I would love to see Alex attack that. I think that'd be a good topic.
He would not. Mad respect for Alex Trebek and what a battle he's fighting right now. But I don't think that his interview with this guy would have been as much fun as ours when it comes to cockroaches.
What if he leaned under the podium and pulled up the terrarium? Alex, I'd like you to see these.
I have a quick question.
Let's show our viewers this. Here we are.
I have a quick question for how did you know you were going to be even a possible contestant on Jeopardy? Because I know people that watch the show, like, and Mike fakes it because he watches it and tells Carly he knows all the answers.
Right.
But
he TiVos it and then goes
yes,
back.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Were you like the type of person that would watch it and then just answer all the questions correctly and said, I got to get on the show?
You're mostly right. Yeah. So my wife was the one who was pushing me to try out for it.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, it is a personal thrill whenever we have listeners who have a greater intellectual capacity than we do on the show.
Oh my God.
That's always a thrill for me.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, I did want to mention this. It says you have one particular Regis Philbin memory that you wanted to share with us, Kobe.
To set this up, I mean, we lost Regis last week, and it's a sweet and fitting tribute that includes the show. And this is something that I had forgotten about until he brought it up. And I think it's going to bring a great smile to your face.
All right. Very good.
I was real when you were doing your Regis memories last week. I was really hoping you'd bring it up. But you had interviewed on the Don and Mike show Regis's personal trainer. And while Don was asking the questions, you pretended to call in as Regis and had the guy completely fooled.
And Mike, for 20 points, Final Jeopardy, do you remember the name of his trainer? Because it came to me yesterday like a fever dream.
Absolutely not.
When I say it, you're going to remember it.
Was he foreign?
I believe so. And when you hear the name,
and he had an accent, right?
I hear his name being said by you as Regis. It's okay. Radu.
Radu. That's right, Radu. There it is. Radu. Radu, for the life of me, I can't do another squat. I can't do another squat, Radu. There is no earthly way. Come on. Let's go on to the treadmill, Radu. I'm almost done with you.
Radu, and he talked about it. Regis was such a health nut. I mean, incredible workout guy. I mean, it was fantastic. Well, Kobe, this is up there, man. This is the tough to beat next talking
fantastic.
Head.
Fantastic.
But really, what a life. And you're an educator, and I feel for anybody. You know, you're at the college level, but for all the educators all the way down through grade school that are dealing with this pandemic right now, and certainly in Manhattan, you know, were you affected by this more than anybody? How did you handle, and how have you handled the pandemic?
Well, I've you know, dealt with it the same as everybody else, just staying home and working from home. But I feel lucky that A, I still have a job, and you know, I'm able to do remotely, and B, I'm able to, you know, be here with my kids because, you know, they've been home for the last few months too.
Nice. Well, that's good. And, you know, New York being the epicenter for as long as it was.
Yeah. I mean, especially, and they're doing much better now, which is
teaching
fantastic.
Manhattan. Thank God.
Turn you loose, do you have anyone you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to all the listeners out there. I don't think anybody else that I know listens to this show, but
that's
well, then you
so
need
sad.
To work a little harder.
Yeah,
so
you are right about that.
Is it a guilty pleasure? Don't hide us.
Yeah, how about a homework assignment for all those young biology students?
Yeah. Tell them you're hip.
Yeah, that's right. You know what?
Force them to listen. You're the teacher.
Put
you're
it
the
on
professor.
The
force them.
Yeah. You know force what? Them to listen. I'll force them to listen to this segment.
Claim
so
to fame.
Learn something about cockroaches.
There you
well,
go.
To you, Eaton, Ezra, and Ileana, and your wife Nomi, and everybody. Really, this was a lot of fun. You brought a lot to the table. You are an
thank
example for future talking heads.
Amen,
Kobe
brother.
Klein. God bless, and take care of yourself, and keep on listening. Okay, Kobe.
Thank you. May I just say thank you guys. You have been an enormous part of my life for the last 26 years.
Wonderful.
And I calculate it's 2/3 of my life I have been listening to you guys.
Wow.
And you're like the friends that you don't know that you have. So.
that's very sweet.
That's good enough for me,
Kobe.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. That's our Talking Head segment this week. That was fun. We'll be right back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody sing. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rockhead. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best. 1630 KCJJ. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Features. Little things can make big differences. For example, I never gave my socks a lot of thought until I tried Features. That's a classic example of something you have on your feet all the time, and the only time you really notice it is when you get something better. Welcome Features. They have engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance. You know something I love about Features? I like the left-right. I love that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love having
sense.
That. Okay, because, well, they put a little more, you know, design into the sock. Come on now.
Right.
How about this? A lifetime guarantee. Features so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. Runners worldwide have made Features their sock of choice, and now you can get the same benefits specially tailored for the golf course. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Golf socks are a big deal for me. I love the way they stay in place. No bunching or sliding down onto your shoe. And I'm talking about the sock that goes right up to the shoe level, okay?
Right.
If you wear one that goes halfway up your calf, you look like a dork. I'm sorry, there I've said it. If you're out on a golf course and you're wearing an ankle sock that goes halfway up your calf, you are dorkland.
What if it has two big red stripes on it?
Like by the way, 80s. Features makes regular socks too.
They're regular, but you like the no-shows.
Sure. I'm a no-show sock guy. I think if you're wearing a golf shoe with shorts on, you're wearing shorts and you're wearing ankle sock, you're either 90 years old or dork man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want no-show and really short shorts, Mike.
Whether you're golfing, running, or... I don't wear really short shorts.
That's a new style, Mike. You got to show like half your quads.
I've seen that too. And God forbid if you see really, really super short shorts on a man who's over the age of 50 and he's wearing a sock that goes like halfway up his calf. That is something where, you know, that's called the authorities time. Listen, I'm talking about features here, okay? These are great socks. Whether you're golfing, running, or just want the best socks in the world, you need features. Family owned since 2002. I love them. You're going to love them. I wear them. I'm wearing them up here in Maine. They're fantastic. Features socks will change how you feel about socks. Forever. Come on.
Come on, Mike.
You can get $10 off your first pair of features when you use code TMOS at features.com. That's FEETURES.com. Promo code TMOS for $10 off your first pair of features. Please support our advertisers.
Yes, come on.
That was maybe one of the better talking heads we've had.
He was a good guy, a nice smart guy.
Smart guy.
I'm smart.
A college professor. Yes.
And he was so sweet. He got bumped about four times because of the cocktail show and other issues at hand. He was very patient, always good to go. And also, he still has no phone service because of the storm, the weather that went through. So we had to do the whole thing on WhatsApp.
In the Manhattan area, right. And so Christine lost his pool.
Yeah, he's going to get a new pool in November.
Right. Yeah, but I get him too, Rob.
I know.
Want to compete?
No.
And he just came back from a vacation, Rob. That's right.
Yeah, poor Pauly.
But you can say that anytime. It's always true.
Okay. We have a millisecond.
Yes.
Here, right. We're running late.
Just brief.
I have a question. This is for Oscar. Yeah, who's tech savvy about
this.
I'm here. How does it work where the Book of Faces, the Facebook?
Yes, Facebook.
Where every day, there are two or three people that I see every single post of. Every day. All right. Every single day. Not that I don't like these people. It's fine. But why?
It's because you engage with their posts. So the algorithm that Facebook has
forces them on me.
The algo's giving you what you want. So for example, if my wife looked at my Facebook page right now, and then she was like, "Why is Lisa Muncy up on your like top hit parade?" There's nothing I can say.
So like, in other words,
she got me.
Well, what you say is I blame a bad algorithm.
The algo's all wrong. I just click on every day.
Yeah. This gets back to when Oscar left early, and we were talking about your dad. That's probably
exactly.
I'd love to see his algo. His algo is probably rocking. Yeah,
yeah. I got an interesting personal message from a guy. I didn't realize you can go into someone's Facebook page, and if their settings are set or so, you can see what pages they've liked. And this guy says, "I have a question about the Elder Spiewak. Have you ever checked out all the pages he's liked?" I said, "No, I haven't." And I read on, and it says, "Do you know, it looks a little, if you do that on your dad's page, it looks a little like Pornhub."
That is freaking awesome. That is so awesome.
But I will say this about my father. Not one cockroach in his life.
There you go. Yeah. Way to go, HBS. We appreciate that. And now I get it. Yeah, meanwhile, you know, your dad's doing that, and I'm looking at nine pictures of Paulie's limb in the back of his tree that fell into his pool.
Where's the tree man?
Why am I curious?
He's got the food pictures.
He's magical. And the food
porn.
Yeah.
Food porn.
Yeah. Porn. Yeah, I'm pathetic.
Can you imagine if a tree branch fell in his cannelloni? It'd be horrible.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Radu.
It's time for Regis.
Oh, I miss you all. I'll never forget the time I was having a late supper at Sardi's with James Cobb. They sat us at a table near Elaine Stritch, and Jimmy says, I want to get with her today. And Regis says, wow, that is so hot. At that time, the waiter brought over our order. Jimmy had a Cobb salad and a Löwenbräu. Regis had a Welsh rabbit and a Gibson. Which reminds me, Mel Gibson has been awful quiet lately, hasn't he? Bobby De Niro was a quiet guy, hard to talk to. But Bobby Moynihan, he's on that Saturday Night Live show. That's where I first saw Joe Piscopo. Oh, boy, is he muscular. Like Johnny Weissmuller. Remember Tarzan? Great comic book. Bazooka is good gum, too. I just bought a box of it at the Michael Berry Show Shopping Center, Target, and Walmart. Just click the link at the website. Regis loves it. Gummit, help me with these wings. Where's Regis's harp?
Radu.
That has got a wine effect. That's got a fine wine effect. That is aging well. I didn't think that would happen. You never know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. Believe it or not, a lot of kids are actually wishing they were back in school right now. Enough already. Come on.
Boy, boy.
If you know a kid who wants to learn and play in a fun way, KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. Super cool hands-on projects delivered every month. It's wonderful. KiwiCo actually got Michael interested in astronomy when we put together the solar spinner and the constellation lantern. I love these projects. They're so positive. It's just a great thing to do with your kids. I was even surprised by how much I loved it as an adult. These are real engineering, science, and art projects. The quality is great. Plus, there are different crates for kids of all ages, so there is something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. And if you're looking to be the relative or the friend that gives that great gift, think of KiwiCo.
Oh,
we genuinely
gift.
Love it. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And we thank you. How did we get so late? We're having too much
roaches,
fun.
Roaches, always
show
with the roaches,
today.
Making us late with the roaches and the Jeopardy and the Radu.
Well, some of this is going to spill into the bonus this week because I think we'll table our Ellen discussion for the bonus show. The one thing I did want to ask Oscar is how important to you and maybe to everybody else is all this TikTok stuff that I'm here? Does it matter? Does TikTok matter? I mean, look, I've done the deep dives on the hot women of TikTok
and the dancing,
that you pointed out.
Yes.
And the
you can do that through YouTube, though.
This is the Chinese.
An American company.
The Chinese. Chinese seeds.
Yes.
The Chinese. We are offering TikTok to the American people to infiltrate their internet. I've heard so many weird
things
dangerous. About it.
It's dangerous on many levels. I'm not going to talk about the overall macro issues with a company saying that you have to sell it to us,
right?
Or we can't use it. That's a different conversation. At the root of it, there is a data problem where that's the new gold. And the idea that there's this third party, and this is I don't know if it has a lot to do with the K-poppers, like in the election and all that stuff. I don't really know enough about that to discuss
Korean
that
pop
side.
Music, Mike.
Yeah,
that's what K-pop is.
To discuss the political side of why TikTok isn't good for Donald Trump or the government.
Right.
The data side is simply how much is being shared with the Chinese government, because every company that does business in China is inherently run by the Chinese government. It's not like here where there are certain rules that are followed at times. And that data can be used and weaponized against us in the long run.
So that's
the issue. But then you ask the same question, if that's the case, wouldn't every country say, you can't have Facebook here and you can't have Google here and you can't, and some countries do that. But that's a big market to close off the world.
Who's going
to
buy it? Who's thinking about buying
Microsoft.
It right now?
Microsoft.
Is that progressing? I mean, are they going to probably own it at some point?
They have 15 days to come to terms. So,
okay.
Right. We'll
see. Microsoft is using Cornerstone, and they got a great rate, and they think they might be able to make the deal work over 15 years.
TikTok. You think it's going to go through?
I think it's a mix of both the data and the politics, and my gut would say that because, frankly, this data situation isn't new. It's been around forever. And it just happens to have affected the election in a negative manner for one of the candidates. And then it's come to a head. And it doesn't make really that much sense at the moment. But I think the data and the politics will push. And then the other end is that Instagram, you know, Facebook owns Instagram. They are an American company. And they just released their clone of TikTok on Instagram. So...
Damn. What are they calling it? I can't forget.
Well, it doesn't matter because now that screws me up. I had an actual Zoom call with some guys in Silicon Valley that I was pitching a new service to. Nervous TikTok. It's, you know. It's the guys that have
not as much dancing.
Nervous. No, it's
blinking.
Just facial. It's really
twitching.
The videos are all people with facial tics.
Attractive you can think people.
Yeah, attractive people. Not all. I'm sorry. It's more about the nervous tic than it is the person that's doing it. You can have an ugly person, but if they've got a really, really weird nervous tic,
they
can do that. You know, and the best are kind of. Some people do it with the eyes and the mouth, where they'll be like, "I was."
The new service, Mike, I know they got to market before you, Reels. It's on Instagram.
That's the Reels feature.
Right. Yeah. Well, still, I'm using YouTube to see the women of TikTok.
But they entice you.
I'm not going to TikTok because I get lost.
Yeah, don't
TikTok.
Do the TikTok.
Yeah.
Right. They'll have my data, you know, and suddenly I'll be casting a vote for the other guy. You know?
That's right. Right. Planting seeds.
The national security side of it is. The more and more that comes out about it, and I don't know who's playing who, honestly. It's hard to trust anyone at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you the other day, speaking of politics, at Tracy's Roadside Stand, where you can get two lobster rolls for a great price, and they have Giffords ice cream as well. There was a guy with a 45 hat on that he had yesterday, big TRUMP right across the
Sure.
And Carla kind of occasionally, when I see that, and he's not wearing a mask, of course, and Carla's digging her fingers into my elbow, because I really, really, I try. Sometimes it's all I can do because it's in my brain. I just want to leave. I wanted to roll down the window, hang out, and go, that's going to be a collector's item. You old man.
Old man.
I didn't do it, though. I didn't say it. He waddled away. He waddled away, and he's about 70 years old. That's going to be. Yeah. How's that working out for you? Anyway, I don't
do you think
it,
he
though.
Was on TikTok?
Let me tell you just this, that with all the polls that you hear, these wonderfully positive polls, if you came up here, you might think those yard signs might tell a little
different story. Don't get comfortable, people.
Don't get happy, okay?
Yeah. Vigilant.
You're an underdog. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's take
right here. Oscar's take.
On the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Watermelon. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thanks, Peach.
Moving to the head of the promo hit parade, that's Mark Riddell with two winners one week.
Thank you, Mark. Coming, Twitch. We love him. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment brought to you by our patron society. Seems like everyone has a tequila story.
True.
But don't let a bad night with tequila prevent you from supporting TMOS. I want to eliminate all confusion. You see, it's not the TMOS Padron Society. It's the TMOS Patron Society.
Funny.
No tequila in sight. You're perfectly safe. All joking aside, you have the power to help. Please join the TMOS Patron Society.
Patron Society.
Mm. We need you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Patron Society banner. Uno más, por favor. Anyway, if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. $1, $5, $10 a week or any amount, even one-time donation. You're hearing this for the first time, help us out. Weekends are a good time for this. Our data shows that, so please help us. Remember, no patron, patron.
Right.
We appreciate you, and we thank you.
The hardest part about writing that spot was finding the O with the accent over it in Google Docs.
Welcome to Oscar's Take, ladies and
Oscar's
gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or any truly right-thinking people in the United States of America. And now, without further ado, Oscar's take. Oscar, a new study out of Cambridge in England found office workers did three times better on cognitive tests as they got older than people in more physical jobs. So these are office workers. The researchers found people with, quote, physically inactive careers did better on memory. There he is. There's the poster boy. Did better on memory, attention, visual processing, speed, and reading ability if they were sedentary.
I feel like that is a byproduct, Mike, of the work that you need to do daily. If you have a physical job, you don't interact as much as you do when you have a job that is like an office job. In an office job, you have to communicate on a regular basis on multiple different platforms, multiple different levels. Mm-hmm. If you're on the job, let's say a construction job, or you've got your own HVAC, like you at times are working with maybe one other colleague, or depending on what your role is, but you're out in the field,
right?
And if you're not in sales, like you're just working with the machines,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So it really depends on your job now. I think that is actually an extension now of what a lot of people are going through. And I'll say to my mom, well, I don't think she belongs in Leisure World. She needs a lot more stimulus in her life outside of about the
interaction with people
and Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm trying to figure out is like, how can I get her into like a seniors to remember club or something like that, where they can just start talking to each other. So they have that like, boom, boom, all the synapses are fired.
And she says, yeah, because it wasn't like that in La Paz. It was different.
You're listening to Oscar's
Oscar's take.
Oscar, I rarely say this, but I'll say it to all three of us. Be careful with this one. They tell us that on some of these stories occasionally, and I think Hasbro says they're pulling a Trolls doll from shelves over people's complaints that it promotes inappropriate touching. I rarely stammer, but I did. That was a pure nervous stammer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. Sure.
The doll has a button down there under the skirt, and when you press it, the doll gasps and giggles and says things like "wee" and "oh." This Rob, you keep that mouth of yours shut. You are forbidden.
I'm just saying
anything during this. This is his take.
When you read, Mike.
This is one of those rare cases where the parents aren't overreacting. It's very hard to believe that this doll made it into stores in the first place. Naturally, Hasbro has nothing. They say nothing sexual was intended. A spokesperson said, quote, this feature was designed to react when the doll was seated. But we recognize the placement of the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate. Mm-hmm. There you have it.
Mike, I wish I had a time machine to send this back to 17-year-old me so he could have that doll to actually find the man in the boat. I think both my first girlfriend and second girlfriend would have really appreciated that.
Gee, stop it. All right, we're moving on. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Those poor young ladies.
Oscar there.
Maybe in the bonus show.
No, here. I'm aware.
There's been talk that Trump operatives helped Kanye West get on the ballot in Wisconsin because they think he'll siphon votes from Joe Biden. Well, in a new interview, Kanye wouldn't deny that that's his goal, too.
Mm. Oh, boy.
The interviewer pointed out to Kanye that he can't get on enough ballots to win the 270 electoral votes he'd need to become president. And he said, quote, I'm not going to argue with you. Jesus is king.
Oh, God.
Then the guy asked him straight up if he's trying to sabotage Biden. And he said, quote, I'm not denying it. I just told you. On Wednesday, President Trump denied having anything to do with Kanye's presidential campaign. So there's that. What's your take on
that? I came to Kanye's defense, I would say, 2 weeks ago because of his chronicled bipolar events that he's had. Now, if this is a fact, and something I actually kind of thought about, but I never spoke about here on the show, because of the close relationship between the Trumps and the Kardashian clan, right?
Right.
So At this point, the guy's worth $1.2 billion. His base of fans aren't necessarily all Trump supporters. The damage is being done. I don't know about his marriage, but overall, like, when you are used by this machine, they will throw you away at the end when they lose, and then you'll see where you stand. Bottom line.
All right, we'll see what happens with that. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do a dive on this in the bonus show, but we've got this in Oscar's Take today. Now that it's trendy to attack Ellen DeGeneres, one guy has come forward with a harrowing story about how he was bullied by Ellen.
Mike, is it harrowing?
When he was just 11 years old, 41 years ago.
Okay.
Yes, dirt from 1979. It doesn't say where she worked then, but the guy's name is Ben Gravelet. He's 52 now, but he says that back when he was 11, Ellen, who was around 20, took pleasure in calling him fat and stupid. Ellen was working for Ben's mother at the time, and he says that he would dread going into the office because of Ellen's insults. So there's that, Oscar. There it is.
I'm torn on Ellen. I know we'll talk about it a little more on the bonus show.
Right.
My overall take on this guy... loser, by the way, who's making this complaint.
Gravelet.
In my eyes, not because of him being fat and lazy or whatever his lot in life is, I don't know. It's more about, at this point, you're grasping with the past in that manner. And then for the other people that are coming out and saying that she's a bad person, I don't know what it takes. I can only imagine. I know how we work here. I know how I've worked elsewhere. But I can't believe that you can always be nice at all times to the vanilla level that Ellen is on her television show and off air have a team that is nice and not be a little like, I would say type A dick, get things done in order to succeed at that level. I don't know if you can. I think you need that like fight.
All right.
I think he's giving us a little preview of he's going to be coming from the corporate side there during the show. It'll be an interesting discussion. We'll do a dive on that in the bonus show. Right. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
COVID. Let's call it.
How you doing? He's struggling.
Yeah, you need a rapid test.
All right. Now, this is the final Oscar's Take today. A 29-year-old guy, Oscar, put up a post in Reddit's Am I the A-Hole? By the way, next Friday when you are on vacation, we're going to do it. As much as my better instincts are telling me not to, it's going to be Rob's Take.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah. Double duty for you next week.
Oh, I can't wait.
I thought you meant Rob Ford's Take.
No. He's coming in next week. Right?
Yeah, well, a few days, and Maddie will be here a few days. So,
all right, very good. A 29-year-old guy put up a post in Reddit's I Am the A-Hole section earlier this week saying he's upset because his family members are pushing back on the dress code for his wedding next month. Here's the quote. This is what he put up there. We have been clear from the beginning that this is going to be a white tie event. The dress code will be fully enforced. White tie, no unnaturally dyed hair. No visible tattoos or piercings. After a bunch of people commented on the post and concluded that he was, in fact, the a-hole in the situation,
sure.
The guy added one more point. Quote, just so you know, everyone shouting Bridezilla is being very sexist. I am the man. And while my fiance and I agree on this issue entirely, I am the one who posted this. So, no tattoos, no hair dye, no piercings, white tie at his wedding event. There we are.
I don't think he's an a-hole as much as selfish, especially for his groomsmen. If you're a groomsman and you're not getting married and you're single or you're cheating on your girlfriend or wife, all you're looking for is that tramp stamp tattoo or something that says someone's naughty. And if all that's covered up, how are we supposed to know? How are we supposed to know who might be up for something?
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is he blew it because actually Mike Tyson was going to be in that wedding party. And
oh, no.
Can't happen now. You know, that's his loss. That's the way that goes. That's Oscar's Take, everybody. We got to get out of here.
Take.
And when we come back, Rob Spiewak and his Magic Audio Vault for Friday right here on the Mike O'Bara Show as you listen to the song stylings of the greatest big band in America many years ago. Buddy Rich, everybody. King's Thing. And now, here's Larry.
I don't regret any of my tattoos.
Hey!
Who wants some crackers? If you can't find it on my nightstand, you don't need it. Sandy Duncan is Peter Pan. She can fly, boy. Just looked at my pantry. Too many beans. shop, shop, shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. Target and Walmart, big bargains at TMOS.com. Buy it, baby. Be a helper. That's all.
Just so you know, Mike, the beans in his pantry, dried beans, not canned.
Yeah, dried.
Too many beans.
Lots of dried beans, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus package. It's Friday. It's Golly Geo My Day. Yes, the weekend starts today, but even better than that, we provide you with a brand new TMOS bonus show. Yes, sirree. We all get together after the regular show, take off our shirts, oil up, and give you 60 minutes. That's 3,600 seconds of sweet yet savory bonus show fun. It's the best part of your week. Yeah, you betcha. Unless, of course, you haven't subscribed.
Huh? What?
Oh! What's the matter with you? Were you kicked in the head by a horse or something? Come on. Say brainless. You don't know what you're missing. For mere pennies, you get full, unlimited access to every bonus episode of all time. No commercials, no censorship, no fooling. Just click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be smart. The whole schmear is right there, just waiting for you. And a subscription just might cure your stupidity. That's mean,
it might.
Rob.
It might.
Alan.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't like the word schmear.
Schmear. The whole schmear.
Sounds gross.
It's great on a bagel.
I'm Mike O'Mara. I guarantee it. Now back to Walt Disney hosting the wonderful world of color already in progress. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, on the American Broadcasting Company.
That was the National Broadcasting Company.
Didn't it start on ABC, switch to NBC, and then go back?
You're probably right, because your brain has that.
I thought, I don't know, I defer.
Whole week with you next week. Yay. All right.
The world is a carousel of color. Our president, the most powerful man in America, strikes again yesterday, especially when he's talking about the Far East.
Shifting production to Thailand. And to Vietnam, Thailand and Vietnam.
Thailand.
Two places that...
He corrected himself.
I like their leaders very much. They're very nice to us. Do they take advantage of the United States?
He's got this thing when he screws up, his tone changes.
Do you think he knew it as Thailand before he became president?
He was reading.
He read the prompter and he said, Thailand, Thailand.
Yeah, one more time. Here we go.
Shifting production to Thailand. And to Vietnam, Thailand and Vietnam.
And to me, that sounds kind of sexy.
Thailand.
Ooh.
Right.
Hey, are you going to stop at Maryland House or are you going to stop in
Thailand?
Sorry, I talked over it. You know, that was good. Let me see. You know, last year we went to Legoland and we went to Kings Dominion 2 years ago. Well, where do you think we should go this year?
Thailand.
Something for daddy.
Yeah, a little something for dad. I'd like to think that Luke Bryan is the Tom Hanks of country music, because when he has something coming out, you know it. He's been dropping stuff all week. I've been trying not to cover it.
Yeah,
but today's
you cover
the day.
It. If it's Luke Bryan, you put it on.
Today is the day that his new album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, comes out. And Mike, it's got something for everybody.
I think fans can expect a little something of everything. I think they can expect a love song, a dancing song, obviously one margarita being a big old fun summer drinking song.
Yeah.
And I think we have songs that will make you cry, touch your emotions.
Is it obvious?
Like I said, there's some songs you can fall in love to out there. And there's some songs that talk about the true meaning of life. When you think about a song like For a Boat, and you got a father teaching his son the important things in life. So I'm just proud of the way the album come together.
Important.
And I feel like there's something for everybody.
I'm proud of the way the album come together. And I'm just going to paint with the broadest
brushes.
You
flipped me. You're successful. You flipped me on him. You have. You have flipped me on
Mike, what
on
about
Luke?
His
I'm
song
sorry.
That he wants to be the hit single? It's called Too Drunk to Drive.
This one's called Too Drunk to Drive. And it's about a guy just looking at his girl, and he's not even drinking anything, and she's got him drunk feeling. And so drunk, he just wants to chill out around the house and not go looking for any other forms of alcohol. She's his alcohol.
She's his alcohol, and he describes that as his favorite song to listen to when he's driving in his truck.
It seemed like someone was forcing him to say that. Like,
no. Yeah, like you almost know? Like no, a no. terrorist video.
No, not at all. No, that's him. That's the guy. All right. Oh, God.
I'm happy
you
with
and your man. Yeah.
I'm happy with the way the album come together, driving in a truck. Okay. Have you ever been so scared that you choke on your own fear?
No, I don't think I ever have. No.
What if you're a lady in Louisiana and you're scared of snakes and you're videotaping on your phone and you see a snake and it actually makes you choke?
I'm about to get this. I hope it don't got no snake. Oh, it's stuck on something. Oh God, there's a snake. It's a big snake. That was shook.
My God.
Let me hear that one again, please. Thank you.
She hopes there's no snake. Oh, it's stuck on something.
I'm about to get this. I hope it don't got no snake. Oh, it's stuck on something. Oh, God, there's a snake. It's a big snake. That was shook.
No, the soap.
Oh, God.
There's that. That's the lady in Louisiana. Let's go back to 1987. This happened on my YouTube feed. Not even sure why. Jason Alexander, before he was on Seinfeld, was a pitch man. He's a song and dance guy, and he did commercials. He was the spokesmodel for the McDLT. Now, for those of you who are too young to remember, this was a product that McDonald's put out, a two-sided styrofoam container. One side had the hot stuff. The other side had the cold stuff. So your lettuce and your tomato stayed cold and your burger stayed hot. And here is George Costanza singing about it.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT. I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
George.
It's a trip to watch. I do know this, that my buddy Brad more than once at the Vienna McDonald's got a McDLT, and they heated the wrong side. So
she had like wilted lettuce and a soggy tomato,
a really steaming hot tomato and a cold burger patty. So there's
that's a shame. What a bad product, if I remember. Not bad.
No, it's all right. No, packaging was the issue, I think. And let's close with this. Everyone is really worried. It's back to school. There's rules here. They're different in different counties, different states. Right. However, high school sports, that's an issue.
Education officials in California have announced that high school sports will not begin until December due to the coronavirus pandemic, while in Florida, practices already started for varsity kissing.
Go team! That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Varsity kissing, thank you.
Yeah.
It's my state. That's my state of residence right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is. Legal residence.
Yeah. Well, at least they got that bubble. Anyway, thank ye. We appreciate that. And we'll be back with another episode on Monday. Oscar, have a tremendous vacation.
Thank you. Yes, Oscar,
say
we're going
to
miss you.
To, your family
I'll
up there
you on
the in
bonus
the Cape.
Show.
Yes, wonderful. Look forward to it. Yes. And we got a bonus show coming up today for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael. Oh, by the way, if somebody wants to do a talking head, I want to plug that. What do they do?
Oh, absolutely.
If they
email me, Rob, R-O-B-B, at MikeOMaraShow.com. I would love to hear from you. Just include all your information and why you want to be on the show.
Thanks for Kobe and Kobe Klein for coming on the show. We appreciate that. And his cockroaches, that was wonderful. We'll see you next time for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thailand.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God. What a good day for mankind.
Good night, Jerry. Good night, Newman.
Bye-bye.